A bill giving police and intelligence agencies the power to access encrypted message systems has made it through the first hurdle of Parliament and is expected to pass with bipartisan support. The bill makes Australia a world first in being able to force companies to give the government unrestricted access to their digital products and services in the name of security. Whether it's to thwart terrorists who use the encrypted WhatsApp messaging service or to access the phones of criminals without a warrant. But privacy advocates say we are losing much more than we could possibly gain from the changes. Chair of the Australian Privacy Foundation, David Vale, told Rowan Neagle why we need our current encryption infrastructure to stay private.
We need it for sort of banking, for e-commerce, for even basic security, and to prevent ourselves being tracked and spied upon by all sorts of commercial entities, and to have confidential conversations. For instance, lawyers and their clients, and we see the government now is attempting to prosecute a lawyer in Canberra for his work with a whistleblowing spy, journalists. Others who may just want to have sensitive conversations, other professions. You know, everybody has got an interest in secure communications.
So what exactly does this bill allow the government to do?
What you have here is a push that has been coming along for quite a long time, basically by security agencies, particularly those in the Five Eyes and so-called community, of which Australia is a part, along with New Zealand, Canada, the UK and the US. They've wanted to have various mechanisms to force people like Apple, who create devices with high security, and also ISPs and telecommunications operators, and also the operators of communications programs like sort of WhatsApp and lots of others, to be forced so that there's a way that they can bypass the encryption and get access to it.
There's a lot of talk about this being used to track down criminals and terrorists, but what do we, the general public, lose out of this arrangement?
Requiring manufacturers and requiring ISPs and app developers to undermine the sort of the fundamental sort of technical security that their system is built on, using the sort of fundamentals of encryption, essentially making them weak, making them vulnerable, making them, you know, defective by design. Everybody needs information security. The attacks on information security are just building up to an unimaginable extent. You have automated zombie botnets out there, you've got targeted malware, you've got organised crime, you've got foreign state actors. And on top of all of that, cyber weapons created by particularly the NSA, several of them have been stolen. Some of the actual weapons have been, which are used for breaking into security and breaking passes, have been essentially repurposed by criminals or malicious actors and turned into things like the Petya malware last year, which had massive effects all the way around the world.
How does this affect the average person?
You'd no longer be able to trust e-commerce. You'd no longer be able to trust that you could have any confidential communication with anyone. You'd no longer be able to trust that the banking system, safe encryption, would be safe. I think most people are not properly aware of the scale of the threat from all of the different intruders. The range of types of abuse and the technical capabilities of the abusers is very high and increasing, and the capacity of the defenders being eroded by the incredible proliferation and advances made on the other side.
Why has this crept into politics?
Both major parties, but not a lot of the minor parties and crossbenchers in the past, have been locked in this very, I think, unhealthy, uncritical approach. The right wing of the Liberals and the Murdoch press are very aggressively likely to attack Labor whenever they show the slightest degree of critical thinking and caution and scepticism about the endless demand from the law enforcement, intelligence, national security side of things. And it's been presented as some sort of beneficial thing that, we're united on national security. What it basically is the Labor Party being pretty cowardly, unable to stand up to very crude schoolyard taunts that they're soft on crime, soft on terrorists, whatever.
Would they be exempt from these kinds of laws?
This week, one of the surprises, when you had a brief flurry of critical consciousness, if you like, when the politicians started to realise that their communications would be as compromised and as no longer safe as everybody else. So for a brief period this week, I think triggered by that awareness of politicians all around, that they too would be victims of this.
David Vail, Chair of the Australian Privacy Foundation.